So we're going to look at these eight freedoms and ten endowments and the three kinds of faith which traditionally make up the precious human birth. I'll just give you some different ways in which precious is glossed in some of the texts on the precious human birth, because I think it gives us a very, very positive impression again of these teachings. So the precious human birth, sometimes precious is glossed as lucky, auspicious, wonderful, of immense benefit, with great resources and requisites, with the potential for Buddhahood. It's a human life, human being with time, energy, freedom, certain amount of leisure, motivation, opportunity, ability, capacity, good circumstances, faith, energy, intelligence, confidence, diligence, wisdom. So those are the things we're going to be reflecting upon. Do we have them, do we not have them? And see whether we think we've got these freedoms and advantages. And I think in the modern West, we do have, you know, we have so much going for us. I know we've got the sort of psychological stuff that undermines that. We do have so much going for us. And I think our challenge in the West is what to do with it, what to do with, you know, the resources we have available to us. Can we make something of it? Can we make our life meaningful in the midst of our rich consumer society?